101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, February 13th, one day before Valentine's Day. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as I have a discussion about the inner city. Actually, this is a very important conversation I plan to have about for me, because I came out of a particular area, right? I came out of a particular area of Hay Street, off East Street, that Market Street area, you know, right down the road from Peter Street, Kwaku Street, where we call that the brink of the hill. We don't call it over the hill. We call it the brink of the hill. And of late, like at least up to 1 year ago, my community was in the news of having serious crime, serious problems. In fact, they were known of having like a murder every month, every other month, right? And I was saying to my friends, my schoolmates, can anything good come from this community? You know, I said, every time we hear about you all, it's rough. It's like nothing is working. Then, of course, there's a community leader there, right, who I grew up with. Right. And I've brought him on the show before, and we went over his transition to be a community leader. Right. And he has made a commitment to create change within this community. And I remember partnering with him on several occasions to do several programs. And I asked him again, can anything good come from this community? Why do you continue to sacrifice yourself, spend your money, put your shoulders to the wheel? Isn't this tiresome, man? Why do you keep on doing it? You don't get no thank you. And he said, no, Nuri, I'm doing this because I'm a part of the community and change must come. And I said, okay, since it's you, I'm willing to help. But you guide me. You guide me and tell me what all it is to do you need done. So today, I brought him back today, and it's Valentino Brown, Scroogey. I call him Scroogey, right? And everyone knows him. He has his own talk show. It comes on Friday evening, right? But 6:30, I think it is, right? And I brought him on the show to do a progress report. A progress report, because he always said, man, things are going smoothly. Things are going right. Things are improving in the community. See, so you just need to come here and see. See the difference. And I said, okay, I can bring you on Monday. And I want you to tell me about the difference. Because, you know, sometimes I could be a doubting Thomas. And I say, no. This time I need to know one or two successes so I can herald them. So I can say, well done, child. Well done. I see it. I see the change. I believe. I want to be a believer. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to hear Scroogey's progress, for him to give a progress report for that area. And I define that area again as the Hay Street area. It goes from as far as Lewis Street. And I even might go on top of the hill, Jail Alley, and then come down to Lewis Street, then go down to from Sia Walker. You see, Scroogey Seagren all the way up to Sia Walker. Go down to Taylor Street, then go to Ross Corner.
Then come back up to Marcus.
And then come back up to Market Street. Yes. Right? So that's what I'm going to have the progress report there. And without further ado, I welcome you, Scroogey.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Nuri. And to all the listeners, pleasure to be on.
Yes. So I'll start with this. You have partnered with one or two NGOs.
Yes, sir.
Non-government organization, non-profit organization.
Yes.
Let's start with there. I want to know who all you have partnered with. First, name your group. Would you have underneath your belt, which you the executive officer of, then name the groups that you have partnered with, and then name one or two of the commitments that you have done, accomplished, programs that you have started. Let's start with that.
Okay. When you're saying partners, one of my main partners is Lenahan Bahamas.
Okay, I heard about Lenahan. That's Lucas, right?
Yeah, Lucas Metropolis. That's okay. My partner. That's one of the main partners.
And let's tell me about what that does.
Well, Lanahan Bahamas is a component on IDA. We came up to help the basic needs of the community. We needed a proper educational center. We need a proper structure to teach programs to the inner city youths. But we also need a program for the older persons. And we didn't have a structure in the community that deals with the community. So meeting up with Lucas Metropolis, actually meeting up with Miss Alexander Millis and the Millis family, linked me to Lucas Metropolis. And we partnership, we met Mr. Dorset, and we started a wonderful program where we had a property that was donated by the Dorset family. And they're just some of the partners. I'm just calling names who are partners.
And I want to question you on that so I can understand it. So the larger Bohemian audience can understand what is happening inside the community.
Okay, go ahead.
Where is Lendahan headquarters?
Lendahan headquarters is to Lewis Street East.
So it's in the inner city?
It is in the inner city.
Okay, and that is ran and operated by Lucas. I don't know, can't pronounce his last
Lucas
name.
Lucas Metropolis, along with Ms. Sheila Pritchett and many other sponsors. Many other sponsors in the Bahamas and abroad.
And this is the old Dorset's property that was renovated.
Yes, Parky Dorset, Mr. Dorset from East Creek Gospel Chapel and the Dorset family. Mm-hmm. And they donated the property for this cause.
Property.
Because it was a great idea. For the community, because we wanted to give back, and we saw where the youths and the teenagers didn't have no, programs. And we wanted to find deep in the heart because we knew about the area, we knew what happened. And by me being a person who was a former gang leader, now turned community activist, when I speak, people listen. And it's a great idea for everyone to come together, and we started the program.
And then delving in it, right? Lucas is not from the community.
Lucas is from Florida. Mm-hmm. I met him through Miss Alexander Miller's former director of
the Randfully Home.
The Randfully Home for Children. Mm-hmm. She saw me a few years prior on the ZNS News with the now induced coma CB Moss. I hope that he gets a speedy recovery. My prayers are with him, just as well as everyone present in the country and around the world. And that connection brought us Lucas, who was doing a similar program, Fishing for Families in Florida. Mm-hmm. And when he came down here, Miss Maylis introduced him to me because she saw the work I was doing with the kids in the community, and we wanted to find a constructive program. And we started a fishing program with Lucas, and then from there, we started to do a program on my place, which I was already doing. And I suggested to him, he asked me, say, how can I help you? I see what the problem is with your community. How can I help you? I say, Lucas, if we can build a community center, that would be the number one thing we could do right now at this moment.
So a community center was built?
Yes.
What all is housed in the community center?
Computer classes. We have many different programs. Sewing classes, robotic classes, anger management classes, maritime classes. We have a program for old people in the community to have an old people's day. Well, they go around the community in the grandstand area that we talked about, pick them up, bring them to the center, and give them treats.
And you call them pick them up? What do you mean by pick them up?
Go and pick them up.
Okay.
We have a ride that goes and pick them up, or some of them come because it's in the vicinity, but we send out messages, what Lennon does, to the family, or call them, and then they go pick them up, and they assemble by the center, and they get treats and gifts.
Mm-hmm. And just so the listening audience can appreciate it, when does all of this happen? This is like only on Sundays? This happens?
No, this is every day.
It's every day?
It's a special day pickout for the older folks. It's a special day pickout for the kids.
It's scheduled. But every day something?
Every day something's going on. We just had a feeding program around the COVID-19 that we gave away tons and tons of grocery. But I don't like to talk about it because that's not what we're all about.
But this is a progress report. I need to understand what is happening in this community. Because you're saying that there's success there.
Yes, there's a lot of children who went off the scholarship.
I want to know. See, you said I talk about scholarship. I didn't know nothing about scholarship. So I want to know. I want to appreciate. And I want to take this time to thank Lucas and his team.
Yes, Mitzi Burrows. Miss Sheila Pritchett, who's been outstanding. Mitzi Burrows, the director. Mm-hmm. Sheila Pritchett, who... She just goes out there and she looks for sponsors from all around the country so that they can be given to the inner city people. Whether it's beds, whether it's grocery, whether it's iPod, phones, whatever you could imagine.
So all this is happening?
All this is happening. We give the kids food. There's a lot of stuff happening in our community. You talked about a violent community. Grandstand that I reside in, when I was a gangster, when we were gangsters, was one of the most violent communities in Nassau, New Providence. You mentioned we started murders just about every few months, shooting
every so
day.
Often your names get called, but not recently.
Okay, you notice we have a trend down. A trend down is because working with different people, working with Salem Union, Baptist Church, Hewitt Road.
And that's another person that you're partnering with.
Yes, because when he came as part of the church, he wanted to make a difference in the inner city community. But he wanted to find places.
Let me slow you down. Let me slow you down.
You direct traffic.
Yes. You talk with Lucas. Now we're transitioning. Now that's Lend a Hand.
That's Lend a Hand.
Now we're transitioning to Salem Baptist Church.
The church.
And who at Salem Baptist Church are you partnering with?
I partner with the number one pastor, Pastor Hewitt Roll.
Okay, Pastor Roll.
Yes, sir.
And tell me about the partnership.
The partnership started about 10, 11 years ago. This is when the area was very violent. I was out of the gangster world. I'm now a community activist. And in doing so, Hewitt Roll was just became head pastor after Ari Sanders, Dr. Sanders passed away. He inherited the church. And what he wanted to do is when he came in the community, he wanted to find out who is the respective person. If it's a pastor who's respected in the area or someone in high society, he came out, it was me who was recommended to him. He asked numerous persons throughout the community, older person, younger person, and everyone said that if you want to make an impact and you want to know what's going on and to work with somebody, I was mentioned. He came with me, meet up. We talked for a little while. I told him it's going to be very difficult. A lot of people have heard the same talks. The pastors come in the area wanting to help, but then at the end of the day, they don't give their full heart and dedication to development. But Pastor Uruola was different. He was one who was to listen. You know, instead of him just talking, he listened to what I had to say. You understand? Mm-hmm. And he listened. And he took that in, write it down, and he implied it to his church.
So I need to know, again, this is a progress program, what have you and Salem Baptist Church, Pastor Rule, have done? Tangible things.
Tangible things. Let's talk about saving life or death. Mm-hmm. Tangible things. At this time, we had a high new gang. I was a Border Boys. And we trained the next generation who became the Mardas crew. Mm-hmm. The leader of Mardas crew, I met at a particular nightclub, and he talked to me specifically like he wanted to get out now. He done got shot a few times. He shoot a few persons himself, been to prison a few times. Now, his father recommended me because me and his father used to fight. Okay, war, shoot at one another. Mm-hmm. So now he was in the bar, and he said, my daddy said, you need to look at that guy because he heard me on the radio. He said, see Scoot, you know? They call him Scrooge now. You see him there? See how he changed his life around? You see what I see? He telling you what happened on the radio because you know I tell the truth on the radio. I don't lie about nothing I talk about. But what comes in my mouth is the truth. And anyone can tell you that. When I was on the streets, I tell the truth. When I'm on the radio, I tell the truth. When I speak in the people, I tell the truth. All right? So he came to me at Roach Club and he told me, he said, man, brother, I need to get out. Now, he leading a crew of guys who are doing enormous murders, enormous shooting, all right? And he came to me, and he started to talk to me. And this is the same time Pastor Hewitt Roll became leader of the church. And he said, man, you could help me? I say, something happened for a reason. I said, just met somebody. We're going to see how serious this pastor is. I told him, there's some things I can't handle as a guy from the street. You know, mm-hmm. It's bothering me. I have to find someone who can be able to help. So I said, I could get back to you. I said, give me a day or two, let me talk to somebody, and I can see if anything will go. So I went to Pastor Hewitt Roll, and I said to Pastor Hewitt Roll, that's when all the phones were snatching. Remember, there was a lot of phone snatching all around now. I saw people just running up to people and yucking them off the bus stop, yucking them with the car, and just yucking phones all over now. So, and this was a problem in our community. House breaking, car stealing, all this was going on. And this was just a bunch of young guys doing this to get money to buy guns. Young guys just doing these things to get an iPhone and whatever, just so they could buy a gun. Because this is when crime was high, shooting was crazy now. So that's when the politicians are the one that not want get guns. Mm-hmm. All right? You remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I met with Pastor Hewitt Roll. I said, this is the leader of this gang. I said, Pastor, you're dealing with some serious guys. I can carry the two. And I'm going to, I could call a name.
No, you don't have to.
I could call a name.
If you're comfortable calling people names,
I call a name. One is, I call him Daddy Eyes. And the next one is Elroy Bryce. Mm-hmm. You know, they changed around their life now. They met. The first time they said, let's meet up with these particular guys. So the guys got all their guys who were involved in the gang and who were involved in major crimes, right, around the country. And they were supposed to meet, but we couldn't find them that day. So Pastor said, man, they flam us. I said, no, man, Pastor, something might happen. So I went back around. I got the okay from Mr. Bryce. And he said, we're going to meet. He said, man, the reason we don't meet, because these pastors joking. They're just like the politician. They say they want to help. But when they come around, you know, they ain't going to do nothing. You know, they say one thing and then do the next thing. So I say, man, let's trust this one. So he said, okay, it's good because it's you. So they said, we're going to be a specific spot. We met you, Woods Alley. I'm only doing this because it's the country now. And I want to slow down the murders. I want to slow down the story for, you know. I want to do something good. And the pastor asked. And they were there. Mm-hmm. So when we reached there, Pastor met about 17 guys. So I say, Pastor, this is the leader. This is the next leader. These are the leaders. I said, now, Pastor, I'm going to stand by the pump and let you all have a discussion. So I left them there for about 30, 40 minutes. They had a discussion with these group of guys. And when it was finished, Pastor comes sweating, dead sweat. You know, he said, man, the guys didn't tell me some of the stuff, this and that. And they want to see how they can slow it down. So what that did, he had a relationship with guys who he never knew, coming in the community, that he just reached in. Mm-hmm. He was able to talk to these guys. And tremendously, they started to slow down the stealing the phones. These guys went out. They talked to all the young guys who they knew were stealing phones and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they stopped stealing them. The stealing in the area, decrease. The breaking in the cars, decrease. So you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Nuri? Mm-hmm. So this is what Salem did. And because of that, it started to break down the crime level in our community. So that's what Salem did. And they did back to school. They're doing programs year round. They did a census report to find out who the less fortunate is in the community. If their house is damaged, they also repaired a few houses as recommendation when we talk. You know, so they remove a lot of dialect vehicles. They've broken down one or two abandoned houses. So
Salem Baptist Church,
yes,
will own the pastor assist with derelict vehicles.
They were doing all this.
Helping people house renovation and stuff like that.
Yes, they were doing all this. At advice of a young man, community leader, who gave them some advice on what the church can do.
The church was doing this.
Yeah, and still is.
And the church, Salem Baptist Church.
Salem Baptist Church was doing this. And doing back to school. And doing programs right now. Hmm. What they're supposed to be doing. And that's because me and Pastor Hugh Rowe sit down, he stayed quiet.
And just listen.
And he just listened.
That's good to hear.
And now he's telling other churches and having me sit down with him talking to other pastors and what they can do in their respective community. So he's teaching them, come with the four walls, go in the highways and byways like Jesus Christ or Yahshua did. Mm-hmm. Okay? To make a difference. Visit people's homes. That's where the church is.
So that's two.
That's true.
I hear the Len Hand Bahamas. I hear Salem Baptist Church. Who else have you partnered with in your community?
In the community?
Yes. Or wider Bahamas to help the community?
The IDB Bank.
The International Development Bank.
Yes. You want to know about that?
I want to know how you get to know the International Development Bank people.
The International Development Bank was a recommendation by Yuri Wogus. He is the creator of Central Bank. We met thanks to Antonio Roberts. He recommended me to the IDB Bank because of my extensive history with the community and being a former gang leader. The IDB requested me to come and sit down with a representative from the Latin America. I can't remember his name, but he was one of the chief executive office, and his job was to come down and find ways how we could deal with, eliminate poverty and the crime problem in the country. And the IDB sat me down and I had different interviews personally with a board of people, and I was telling them the problem we face as a country, telling them about the poverty.
But how did that help your community?
It helped tremendously.
I won't know.
Okay.
It's a program report.
In return, the IDB started to recommend stuff like local government. Okay, they started local government talks started to come up because they started to sit down people with the local government board. Renan Hatfield them came after we started the conversation with IDB by to start local government in the country. The IDB was also the one to set up the program, the Urban Design Lab with Latin America, where they had the University of Austria from the European nation was in partnership with the Bahamas government in 2013 under the former Christie administration on recommendation from the IDB to bring professionals in to see how they could tie in Bay Street to Over the Hill so that it would create an economy to reduce poverty, crime, housing, and et cetera, and et cetera. So when you saw the Over the Hill initiative or the urban design, it started with the Urban Design Lab in 2013. That was the blueprint to empower the Over the Hill initiative with housing, small business, beautification, cleanup, and whatever you could imagine, and tie in Bay Street where we get the tourists to come over the hill so that we can start empowering the individuals in the community after we properly train them in the tourism industry so that we can have empowerment in the inner city community.
So IDB gives you a plan, an overarching plan on what a dream of what the community can do and can accomplish.
Well, see, Mr. Nuri, I have everything documented.
I see you have a whole bag full of books.
See, I have everything documented. See, I am no talk. This is the program right now. The government of the Bahamas and everyone has fallen, Rachel. Take a look.
It's a thick book, you know.
Look at it.
Read it and you have pictures.
That's the Bahamas government in 2013. That cost about $1.7 million. And if you look in that, you'd see my ideas on that with students, ideas from the people from the University of the Bahamas, Rosemary Hanna, Antonius Roberts, Yuli Rogers. And all this is a plan here for the development. You see the cruel spot in that? You'd see everything in that. The development of the cruel spot. The government grant now, you see, getting developed, the sidewalks and all of that. We all play a part of that. That's what the ideas is given.
I talking to Scroogey, Valentino Brown, right? And we're talking about the accomplishments of his community. And this is a progress report because he brags about his community, about change, and say, well, change is not coming. Change is here.
Yes.
Right? And I said, man, you got to tell me about this change because I need to see it. I need to feel it. And he's giving me a progress report. But we have a caller here, and I wanted to have the caller engage us. So producer, patch the caller through. Let me see what the caller has to say. Good morning, caller. How you doing? Caller, can you hear me? No, hang up. Sorry about that, caller. Sorry, it took too long, right? So I understand that you have a number of partnerships.
Number.
Right? And that a number of activities are happening, and I'm trying to go through these activities, right? And I'm going to give you one specifically, right? I was driving through Lewis Street, and somebody painting on the walls.
Okay.
I want to know who painting on the walls and who gave him permission to paint on the walls.
Now, when you're saying that, that is a beautification project. When you look at the community, we want the tourists to come to the community. There are a lot of walls to Lewis Creek, okay? There are a few abandoned houses to Lewis Creek. But the walls to the community are owned by the residents, and what I know are not owned by the residents are just abandoned walls. So the concept is to beautify the walls, put beautiful drawings on the wall. And we're working with Yuli Wogus, creator at Central Bank.
So you're doing professional people?
Yes.
Central Bank creator.
Also, my private sponsors who helped me out smartly.
But you won't call any names?
I'm going to call the name.
Please,
I have to call the name.
I need to know the narrative.
Brent Simonet and Robin Simonet.
Brent Simonet, the...
Brent Simonet, and they probably even get mad. They don't give me no heap amount of money. It's not about the money. It's about the beautification area. They're slowly helping me out, repairing little homes that are abandoned. This is my doing.
So no, I know my listening audience. I know you don't.
No, they need to listen to this.
But are telling me that the Simonet family. So you even
I've been helping in that grandson area for over 20 years.
He all the way from out west or out east where he lives.
He helps. He been helping for over 20 years in that community.
20 years
he's been helping Pastor Ferguson, former commissioner of police.
I know Pastor Ferguson.
Don't you see Brent Simonet there every year? To Woods Alley sitting on there every year.
I saw him.
He comes there every year. Every year.
He's a sponsor.
He's a sponsor. Him and his wife, Robin Simon, and they told me never to say it. But you know what I'm saying? It because a lot of people over there always like to criticize, but they don't know what's going on. They have been assisting with Lenhan Bombs. They have been assisting small programs in the area for years.
For yes.
You know, and I don't look at him as rich. I don't look at nobody as rich because what you deserve is what you deserve. That's why they love me. That's why my partners love me.
You in there begging.
No, I don't beg. I don't take money for myself. I do it for a worthy cause. All the funds that I receive goes to Lenahan, Bahamas. Only my small projects. That's how serious it is. Yeah, let people talk that. And like I said, the seminars will probably get mad for me. They probably might not even give me the next sponsor.
No, man, they're good people.
Yeah, they're good people. They're just out of here. See, they don't do things for what you call publicity or... No, they do this because they saw I was the person struggling in the community. And they admire me, seeing me in the news and seeing me on TV. And they've been watching me for years and they admire that.
And they reach out. Let me have a call.
Go ahead.
Let me patch the call through. Producer, patch the call through.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Can you go ahead?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
And good morning to your guest, Mr. Valentino Scrooge Brown.
Good morning, ma'am.
This is Mrs. Jackie Popel Duncombe.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Duncombe. That's Bruce family.
Yes. I had to call Miss Bronson's aunt.
Yes, I know.
Of course. I had to call and you see, because grandson is very near and dear to us, mm-hmm. my family.
Yes.
So we grew up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what Scrooge has done, he's been tested and he's been tried. And I encourage him to continue to keep up the great work. And I want to encourage everyone who came from Grandstand over the hill in Baintown, let's go back. Let's look back. Let's give back. Let's see how we can help our community that gave us birth.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show others there that we care. If just keeping our areas clean and keeping our yards and whatever, just do our part. Let's just go to the authorities and get the help that we need to go through each corner, mm-hmm. wherever we grew up at, that corner. Let's say, you know what? Let's organize the government, get the dumpster mm-hmm. there, get the cleanup going on to help partner with Scrooge and the work that he's doing. And I want to applaud the church of them who are doing a great job mm-hmm. in keeping their surroundings clean. I mean, beautiful. From Blue Hill Road straight through to Taylor Street, straight through to East Street. Beautiful. But let's keep the homes around the areas I'm too clean. And I want to applaud Salem Baptist Church, my home church, mm-hmm. my birth church, my growth church. And Pastor Hudero is doing an awesome work. He and his parishioners and the administration, we want to applaud them. That's what ministry is all about, Mr. Nuri. That's what ministry is all about, Scrooge. Going back, reaching back, and giving back.
Thank you very much, Ms. Popo Duncan. I appreciate you calling in.
Be encouraged. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Let's go straight to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? Did we lose him? Okay, we lost him just now. And we're going to commercial break already? We're running time quickly. On the next side of this break, right, I want to talk about what we can do. Ms. Popo Duncan said we can help partner with you with beautifying the neighborhood. What type of supplies you need in order to make this happen? Mm-hmm. Small things, I can say, let me bring this, let me bring that. I want to talk about that. And then we go back to the partners of who all is helping and what all of you have accomplished. But this has been Guardian Radio on the AM with Cecil Nuri. And we're talking about Grantstown, Hay Street, all the way to Ross Corner, the top of the hill there, parts of Mason. And Scrooge said they're doing great things. And this is a progress report. And we're trying to find out exactly what are these great things happening to the community. We'll be right back.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone. What you mean he take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and we are talking with Valentina Brown. And on the break, I was reading this text I received. It's alarming because I know exactly where the texter is referring to, right? It's a grand rising, Mr. Nuri. Awesome show. Can you please ask Mr. Brown about an abandoned building that is on Hay Street and Wilson Street? I say the men there are harboring and they're up to no good. They're stealing and they're trespassing and doing all, I don't want to read that part, what they're doing, right? All kind of things in people's yard. The person in the text said they're trying to find the owner, but are you able to assist because it has become crime ridden at this particular building?
Well, good question. I'm going to give you the best answers possible. I have two twin cousins, Trudia, Keaton, Kevy. They're responsible for keeping the area clean. I just spoke to them about a few weeks ago about the same property. I said that, you know, you guys are street generals from the Progressive Liberal Party. I said you guys, you know, can actually take care of this part of the community. So I think it's up to Keaton Kevy, who are in charge of that particular area. That's their home. And the abandoned building is in front of their houses. And as people who represent the party, and they're doing great work in the community, and they want to make sure the government repeat, I think it's best for them to find a solution as to clean it up and board it up.
But clearly the people in the community are alarmed, so definitely some attention.
Yes, we need people to step up in the community who live in these particular communities that has abandoned houses. Mm-hmm. People say what they can do to help me. See, I live in a community where some people don't want change. I have some neighbors who don't like what I'm doing for one particular reason. I don't know. It don't really matter to me. They're just some people. But they can see the progress. They like what's going on. So we don't worry about the naysayers. So I'm encouraging people, if they live in these areas, not only in the Grand Center, if you live in Bainton, Fox Hill, wherever there's a abandoned house or a yard that needs to be cleaned down, don't let it stay there. Get together as a group of people and make a difference there and make it into something useful.
So people like me, who used to live in the community but moved out, right? What can I do to help, especially in the beautification project? What all y'all need? What all, small things now, because you can't break my pocket. What all can I do?
All right, for instance, if we're doing a project, just say that we're going on and I put up a project schedule, say we're going to do this year. Like if a specific, we're going to clean on the house, which we're going to do, right? We're going to need garbage bags, okay? We're going to need manpower. We're going to need rakes. Might need a weed whacker, which we have. We need gloves, you know, because there are some places that we're going to have to go into and remove a lot of old furniture, a lot of garbage. We're going to need masks. And then also we're going to need a bin. To move it.
So they're small things. I could donate a bin or some gloves.
Yes, they're small things.
Or even a case of water.
Even if you just donate the bin. The bin is the most important thing. If anyone could do anything, just the bin. You know, if someone like to pay for a bin and be doing a project, that's the most important thing. We could go from there. The rest, I can handle.
Let me go to this call and then I want to ask about, I see somebody's clearing down some properties and cleaning it up. I want to know who that is
and
why that's happening. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
No.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Valentino, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
All right, it's Bunkin' Idiot, like you say. I appreciate your work. This would mean Aaron Green talk about this morning in terms of community or local government, where the community get together and solve the problem and yes. take care of the area.
Yes.
So, and this is timing, Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
This is timing because he come on and talk about his community and talk about making a difference. And he talk about his cousins, three cousins, possibility of working in his area. And that's what I want local government to
yes.
come about. So I appreciate what you're doing, sir. Yes. Keep it a good work. You can look me up on, if you need help, Peter L. Massey, on my Facebook page.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
I'd pumpkin eater so we could get some bin
yeah,
from
get
him.
Some, yes. That's what we could do.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I like bromeliads. Someone needs to give us some bromeliads and have us plant it. The bright pink, reddish ones and have it planted throughout the neighborhood.
Yes, that's what the community all about.
Or we could get maybe Leslie Miller donated some paint.
Yes.
Let's paint some professors, these houses, some professors colors.
Yes, fix these all abandoned opportunities, yeah. communities. We can do that. You know, they are. They've been there 40 years. The owners are not doing that. Why we can't show some windows and doors and use it useful?
So now, I've noticed one or two properties have been cleared.
You mean in the community?
In the community. And there are even some people to be doing some
That's Brent Simonet. Brent Simonet and Robin Simonet. Just going to be one of the artists. See, the thing is, right, why they support. This out of their support. I would say, look at the community. You know, government's cleaning up. But in the back of the houses, on the side of the houses, are completely filthy. I don't have the resources. So what do you do is, you tell me, say, write up a bill to bomb a space, get some guys who, you know, pay the minimum wage, and I'd pay them through you to clean up the property. And I'd give you a sniping for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's how I do. He helps me pay myself. That's how I'm working, putting money in my pocket, because I'm working in my own. I'm my own boss, and him and his wife are assisting me
mm-hmm.
with little small funds when we're doing projects. And that's how the area is getting cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Spent thousands cleaning up.
And
they move tons of garbage.
No, you see the communities, especially old buildings, have seen.
Yes, yeah, removed.
You know, and trashed, throw away. Yes. There's a lot of.
Removed.
I even see some gardens.
Yes.
So who's doing the garden thing?
All the ideas that I talked about with Lennon Bombers or the Simonets, they just say it makes sense and we'd support you with it.
You just have to come up with a plan.
You just have to plan that is sensible. Not something to go use somebody and say the people are rich. No, I don't do that. I don't think no one should do that because you're going to mess things up when people really want to help. No, I'm a credible person. Money don't move me. Anyone who knows me, I could have been rich long time ago. And not because I've dealt with all. I've dealt with Ms. Lynn Penny. She's rich too. And mm-hmm. she could tell you I'm credible. Anything that is given to me towards the community goes to the community. Nothing is used on me besides if Ms. Penny say, well, what is the tournament? I said, the tournament is $3,500. She said, okay, that's $4,000. She said, nah, don't go spend all that on the tournament. Make sure you put something in your pocket. And most of my sponsors always do that because they know I'm not never going to take nothing out for nothing they give to me. Hmm. And everything I have is a given account for, only beside what is given to me for my personal use, like to help me with my restaurant. Other than that, I'm credible across the board. I don't believe in that fool of a corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And I know you have a tournament coming soon. But this is another show. I can't talk about that now because we're talking about the community and the progress.
Go ahead. Sorry.
There is a housing crisis in our old my old community, your community right? Where there are a number of persons who are still looking for homes, right? I've seen someone look like they're doing renovations for these houses. I want to know what project is happening regarding, because I see one particular house look like it's getting renovated.
Where is that?
This is like on Hay Street in the side corner.
Lennon Bombers.
Go ahead.
Here's a recommendation of Lennon Bombers extending that.
So what are they doing? What Lennon Bombers doing this building?
It's going to be a halfway house for single parent mothers until they could get themselves into a low cost home. So it's going to be a place for single parent mothers who have a kid and who have no place to go.
That's what they're building there. Because I see the construction there. I see they start.
All this is a part of the plan to develop the community and have natural resources for the community residents. That's Lennon Bombers. They extended their hand. They're taking advice from good people and they're adding their own ideas. So when I'm giving them ideas, they're expanding on it. See, it's expanding. You know, not to take control. See, the thing is with me, right? Anyone could get along with me. Anyone who will work with me can get along with me. That's why things has happened. Notice, anything I touch turns to gold. Anything I touch, anything I'm involved with turns to gold. And I don't even want to put a dollar. Like this national plan, see? This national urban design law plan mm-hmm. is the plan for Nassau, New Providence.
The whole New Providence.
The whole New Providence. Which is the Overland Initiative?
I can talk about that.
Okay.
But I also want to talk about this Tor thing you keep on talking about. But I can not do that yet. I have a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Caller
go ahead.
Here. And I want to say thank you for lending a hand for this project.
Yes.
This halfway house, like you said.
Yes.
And I would like to know what else they plan.
Yes, right? A lot of big real.
Especially in that community, we know that the Kemp family,
yes,
Audley Kemp family, have all kind of abandoned buildings in that community.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that some kind of arrangement... and I'm sure you're
working with somebody working now
to get access to, especially for the housing crisis, mm-hmm, that these were former apartments could be fixed again and people could move in, man.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that can happen. But let me go to this caller. Caller, can you hear me?
My name is Nuri.
How are you doing today?
It's good, Sparky.
Go ahead, Sparky.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, man, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations again, Spirits.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. I do the same thing, but Scrooge, but you don't talk about big up yourself. I'm a big mouth step up, too.
Go ahead,
man. They tell me every time I try to do anything like gardening and farming, I got a green thumb. I tell them I got like Scrooge. I don't know green thumb. I got a golden arm. My thing is saying the gold, too. But, you know, I've been trying to encourage people like the same thing, Scrooge. If we start with the communities, the small things first, getting the community together like the park run by me, right, Scrooge?
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to tell people my responsibility trying to clean that up is the point, like, instead of just mowing and picking up paper and bottle, change the park, plant fruit trees, plant food bearing.
Yes, sir.
Don't just pick up paper and grass and leaves and bottle. Plant some food trees, some avocados, mangoes, anything dilly around the park so as children grow up, they could use these for natural, organic foods to eat. These things you could go and take to school as lunch.
Yes.
Let's build the country. Let us, instead of waiting for people to do it, let us start
yes,
as
yes,
young people.
Yes.
Let the politicians look at us.
Yes.
There are people working.
Yes.
We working. Let's work. Behemoths, plant food.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay,
yes, Sparky. Yes, Sparky.
Let's, on that pivot with what Sparky said.
Yes.
He's saying plant food.
Of course.
Once upon a time, see how I put it?
Once upon a time.
I ain't saying that you're doing it now. Once upon a time, I remember seeing a garden. What happened to that garden?
The garden is ongoing now. We have an
the garden's still there.
Garden's there. We have an entrepreneur program going on now with Lenan Bombers. Yes, indoor. We have a big thing on boss. We can't on board. Yes, it's a lot of I'm telling you because there's so much going on.
No, you got to tell me about the garden.
We have an entrepreneur garden and we have a garden to Lewis Creek that we plant some new fruits. We just get back to it. It's there. But we have an entrepreneur garden going on now where we're growing cabbages and all that stuff. I'm telling you. Go on Lenan's Facebook page.
And what happens to these vegetables? And
they're going to be given out to the older residents in the community. We're keeping them healthy. It's going to the older residents. Once it's harvest, they're going to the older residents who come to the center for their special day.
Okay.
It's given back.
And I know I'm going backtracking.
Yeah.
Right? Because you were talking about the curator from the central bank.
Yuli Wogus.
Yeah, who's a partner with you.
The beautifier.
But I want to know who is the painter? Wait, who's painting the walls?
Well, we had a lot of different painters. Antonio Roberts.
Antonio Roberts, the famous Bohemian painter.
He assists me. That's who assists.
Came into the inner city.
Of course.
And do what exactly?
He is my partner. He's part of Lenan Bartles. He's part of the program running in Lewis Creek.
What do you do?
He assists by speaking up for the community. He mm-hmm. was the one who was able to set up the artist to come true and do the wall of respect. Artistry on the wall of Lewis Creek.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the wall on the Lewis
I
Creek?
I see the wall
of different artists. That's Antonio Roberts.
So, no, tell me about that. You mean you say all those different artists? What do you mean?
Different artists from Antonio Roberts' program.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to have the time to come and do the wall of respect because we are beautifying the area.
And whose faces are on this wall of respect?
You have Martin Luther King. You have a few suffrage movement. Then you have a few other just normal paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the wall.
Because the place is beautiful in terms of artistic. It
yes.
looks like a museum in terms of painting.
The whole Lewis Street is going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worrying about the neighbors in the community. The naysayers. You have a two or three. They don't want change. You understand? So we're not even concerned about them. We can make change happen regardless. You know? So mm-hmm. the whole Lewis Street is going to be painted. We're going to have garbage bins like Bay Street. And all the yards and houses are going to be boarded up with nice doors and windows and paint it up, and we're going to create some small businesses in that vicinity to have the tourists to come over in that community.
You mentioned small businesses. Are there any small businesses in the community now?
We are developing. There are small businesses, but two or three, but we need at least 20 in that particular area, and we're working on that.
What happens on Saturday?
side of this, we have a feeding program. Feeding program on Hay Street Park every Saturday.
On Hay Street Park? Tell me about that.
That is a group that came to assist from Canada, but now being able to take it over. And now they build the area side, they're doing a feeding program. I don't like to talk about this, those kind of stuff, you know, but because I keep those private, you know. I'm just like the seminars who do programs in the country and help people, but I don't like to. I only saying this rightfully so, to let people know that people are working in that country for the betterment of that country, not for money, monetary gain or publicity or for no political party. I'm doing it because if I don't do it and you don't do it, our country is going to stay dirty. Crime is going to increase, poverty level is going to increase, and we're not going to be able to have an island. We're going to have a city that no one can roam around and have fun no more.
And every other week, I see you do a cleanup campaign.
Every week, we work in an area.
Who and you are doing this cleanup campaign?
A like few of the guys, Al.
I know Al Leslie. I know Al.
They have a small team, but these we are working together. Elroy Bryce, the guy who is one of the leaders of the. Now he's a good guy in the area. Elroy Bryce is assisting with the cleanup effort because all of them are the same bad guys. All of them are, they like how it sounds. They're refraining from using violence. You know, I'm talking to them and they.
So you say you have convinced?
Not convinced. They know without a shadow of a doubt that I mean good for my community. They know I ain't about no money. They know I ain't about no politics. They know from watching me over the years how I struggling. I still struggling, you know. Don't mind me. I still struggling. Like I tell you, I never take nothing from nobody, regardless if they're rich or poor, to do nothing with my gain. My gain, I have to struggle myself. That's how my grandmother teach me. Struggle for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? My reward coming from the Father. But I will be successful. One day.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I don't.
So every weekend or every other week, y'all do a cleanup campaign?
Yes.
Every weekend or every other week, y'all do a food feeding program. Every week or every other week, y'all do something. Because I saw y'all going to yard.
Yes.
Like this person yard this week, and then the next week, someone else's yard.
And people are mad because of that. Some neighbors are mad because of that. They're mad now saying you're trying to take over people's yard. The whole concept is to beautify. No one needs to take nothing from nobody. But they're seeing the wrong picture. You understand? Because that's to be how the black crowd syndrome is. And they know me all these years, and they know I've been working in the area over 27 years. I've even cleaned up their property over and over and over. So all of a sudden now, it's just because that's the jealousy of us.
Mm-hmm.
We are some of the most wicked set of people when it comes to seeing somebody trying to do, not to do it for the betterment of the country, you know?
Let's talk vision and immediate future. For the past couple of years, talking, interviewing you, you talk about this tourist concept, right? Touring concept. And I know it's a slow molasses type movement trying to get that there, but you're taking steps.
Yes.
I want you to explain to the listening audience, because I only have a 2-3 minute leave, what exactly is the end goal with this tour thing you're trying to do?
The end goal of this is to bring customers in the inner city community, because you can't have economy unless you have customers. The tourists are coming to Nassau, New Providence, and we're looking like we come some type of zoo. They're driving in taxis and riding past and believe I's a chimpanzee. I know I's an ugly guy, you know, but they want to stop. If we get them to stop, we have 77,000 people in the Prime Minister's state don't have a proper bank account. You also have to add this. You have about 70 to 100,000 people don't have $1,000, be aiming up $1,000 in the bank. We have a high unemployment right now in the country. So that's 3 things right there. 3 things.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to combat that? We need to get the tourists to stop in this inner city community. So the beautification is to clean up the area, right? To paint the houses, to fix the doors, to clean down the yards and create green spaces. Start a few small businesses in the inner city community around that trajectory area. Make it a safe zone. And once the tourists come and they stop, my restaurant, they stop at the local bar, they stop at the coconut boy, they stop at the hair braider, they stop at the lady who's doing the toe, the nails and et cetera. So we created a revenue up in there. And that's the extent of getting the tourists to come over. They're coming to the Bahamas. This is reported by our government, right? And they don't spend. If we get them to spend at least $150 or $50 or $100, you know what that could create for us in that small economy right up in there? A lot of people's lives change, you know? A lot of people's lives are changing. And we're walking distance from Bay Street. So that's what the Urban Design Lab book was for. That's what the Urban Hill was created for. That's why I was working on the IDB Bank. Because when I was younger, we had tourists coming in the area. And we never lacked nothing. We had the latest technology. When they were going back to Florida, they left all their color TV, their iPhones, you know, their videos. So we were sophisticated in the community. You understand, Mr. Nuri? That's what it's all about, creating an economy where people could have jobs and ownership of business, making it off the tourism industry. We are setting on a record place, $10 million. And all the money makes on Bay Street. We're having $2 million come over from Bay Street. That's the taxi drivers, the people who work in the stores. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who spend a little couple dollars around.
And we don't know the time.
Yes.
But I have a texter here that says she's going to donate all kind of bromelage to you. So I can just take the number.
Said it again?
All kind of bromelage she planned to donate. But I got to finish right now. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.